and Frank Show on Southern California's rock station, 95.5 KLOS.
Howdy, Frank Show. Quickly want to thank everybody who attended our party in Hope on Saturday. It was a great time. Want to give some shout-outs to Anna and Jael from St. Jude, who were there on site. Have always been big partners with us. Oliver from Beatbox. Thank you, Oliver. I had two buckets of blueberry lemonade, and the rest is, I have no idea.
Actual buckets. Yes, they were in actual buckets.
They were, 5-gallon buckets.
It's crazy.
No, it was wonderful. Mara from Extraordinary Lives Foundation, helps the kids out with their mental health, little piggy bear. Isaac from LA Party Works.
Oh, what a man.
Thank you for, saying, you can put the beer mug up, the big 3-story beer mug inflatable, because we needed some place to put the pig. So thank you, Isaac, for bringing that thing out, and we didn't even have to put it up. Also, thanks to Elijah from Kitchen Guard.
Your
kitchen vents cleaned out. Wing, obviously, Monster, Vans, Yogurtland, who supported our St. Jude raffle, and all the California Love Drop volunteers who helped out in the parking lot, because parking was a little bit of an issue. Yeah. But and the entire staff at Aviator Nation Dreamland, they were all a bunch of great people.
They were awesome.
Also, John and Klaus from Imagine Print Works, who basically made the shirt that I have on for the flash sale. So all of you who purchased a shirt or Save the Pig, Save the Children shirt, because we raised over $3,000 in merch sales. So you did beat me as far as like what I paid for the Oakley pig, the show pig. You did match me. I do appreciate that. Also, John and Klaus for printing those up so fast for us. And thanks to Farmer Chris and his family for trucking trailer in the Oakley down and giving her a bath. I thought she had an eyeshadow at one point. I go, she got blue eyeshadow on? They go, well, the shampoo's blue, and, it's a little bit, it's the left on her face. I go, well, where's the lipstick? I've heard lipstick on a pig, but never eyeshadow. That's probably after my second bucket. And then to Heather and Emma Pilato, who raised Oakley, the show pig, from a small piglet and into what she is, the magnificent pig she is today. Mm-hmm. And being out there the entire time as well to comfort her. And, she's never really probably been to a party like that where a lot of people, all the attention, loud music. And they were out there the entire time comforting her. And you can see it how much Emma loves that pig on her face.
Yeah.
And so
very much.
When I had the opportunity, that little pig didn't go to the market. That little piggy came home.
And she's going to have some piglets. And I got invited to go when the piglets are born. I got invited to go. So I want to go see baby pigs.
I don't know. You got to go through me.
Well, all right. Well, you can drive me.
Okay.
And come pick me up. Take me to Fillmore.
We'll come
bring
pick
me
you
home.
Up. Take it out to Chris's house.
Yes.
We'll get a picture of you laying on your side.
Oh,
breastfeeding them all.
Frank, that would be a dream of dreams.
I'll just get you a shirt that has a bunch of nipples on about 14 nipples on the front of it, all hooked up to a big milk jug.
Who says
jug.
I don't already have one?
A big Boda milk jug on your back, a little Camelback filled with milk. That'd be awesome. I would do that, too.
Hell yeah.
Oh, let's do it. Let's make
I'm
one.
In.
Well, Johnny's the MacGyver of the show. Let's get Johnny to make a big old milking shirt for us to wear.
Out to see the piglets.
We'll go out and get pictures.
Pictures.
Oh, picture. Get in the picture. But Heather and Emma, little Emma, who raised that pig. And Heather, for raising such a wonderful daughter. You just don't see kids like that. Those kids are just, fantastic as far as the 4-H kids go. And as far as, being a wonderful parent, I was talking about Goldilocks, and I realized when I was repeating the Goldilocks story is that there was 3 beds, so Papa Bear, Mama Bear, and Baby Bear all slept in separate beds, obviously. But Mama
this
Bear and Papa Bear had 2 beds, so they were probably not getting along. And then somebody goes, so basically Baby Bear was the only thing holding that family together. They stayed together for the child, and maybe that's a good thing, maybe it's a bad thing. Maybe you think you're being a good parent by suffering and sacrificing your own happiness to be with this person you can't stand because, we're going to be a family until this thing's 18, and then we'll go our own separate ways. I mean, Heidi was in that relationship, or in that family where her parents were never really like that loving towards one another, and then they finally got divorced at 78.
Yeah, my dad was 80. My mom was, 72, 73. Yeah.
Do you think you'd have been better off if they just got divorced back when you were in high school or maybe even younger?
God, it's so hard to say. But here's the thing. They didn't really ever... I think it's one thing if... My dad's very sarcastic, so maybe they were fighting, but he did it in a sarcastic way that probably drove my mom crazy. But I never... I wasn't in, like, a yelling, screaming household, you know? It was just sort of more of a quiet household, like...
And they would still, like, he'd slap her on the ass.
Yeah, yeah.
All right,
yeah.
So you saw some of
she'd be
of
doing dishes, and he'd come up and goose her, and she'd say, now, David, damn, stop it now.
All right, so he's still goosing her. What year did he stop goosing her?
Yeah.
Because at some point he stopped.
I'd say probably about 2 years before my mom called it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. He'd still be goosing, and then he'd look over at me and wink, knowing he's going to piss her off somehow. And he likes pissing her off, which is insane. I'm like,
why didn't she like to be goosed?
You piss her off, and then you get, and then she yells, but then you hate when she yells. I'm like,
do you think women in their 70s don't like to be goosed anymore?
Oh, no, I think so. Sure. I think it's...
Give us a call, ladies, in your 70s, 818-955-2955. Would you like a good goosing right now?
I hope I still want to be goosed in my 70s. Yeah.
When's the last time you had a good goosing? Your wife still goose you?
Well, yeah, but the last couple of times, I will say this, because you know how like I'll lean on a counter and pop that ass out? I do. It's just kind of how it's just comfortable how I'll do that. And like the last two times I did that, she just walked by me. And I went, hello. And she went, what are you doing? What? And I go, hello. I got the booty popped out.
Oh, so it was a test.
Hey, baby.
Well, in a way, yeah, because I wanted, and it wasn't that she didn't want to. She was just on her way to do something, and she just didn't
think
about it.
My wife did that the other day. She was like, I forget.
Hello.
Like, she was moving some pillows by the kitchen table. We had like a kind of like a bay window that has one side. It's like the cushion and the pillows and the other chairs go around the other side.
A breakfast nook.
Is that what they call it? Okay. Yeah. So she was like fixing those pillows. So she had like one knee up and fixing the middle ones. So one knee up.
Ass is in the air.
Oh, and she was popping it out. And so I went over there. I was in the room, but I wasn't like right next to her, but I saw her, like the position she was in. Mm-hmm. So I walked over there and I just got behind her and grabbed by both the hips and started like just dry banging her.
Yeah. Yeah.
And she goes, thank you.
Yeah.
I said, what? Because I wasn't expecting a thank you. She's like, if you wouldn't have come over here and done that, I'd have been worried about us as a relationship. Yeah. Like, so she was putting on the test too. She did that. She knew that one knee up, you know, one of these numbers.
Mm-hmm.
And I was
I was. How could you resist?
I was across the way too. I'm like, mm-hmm, bomp, 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 bomp.
You're making your way over.
Oh yeah. Oh. And she was like, "Yeah, you passed the test." I was like saying, "If he doesn't come over here and just dry bang my butt right now."
Jordan is so conflicted as to what to do here.
It was like some pants. Like we had pants on. It was just totally.
No, it's one of my favorites.
This is a PSA for the audience. Yeah. You got to dry bang that butt. They're popping that booty.
Dry bang that booty.
Ladies doing that test out all the time, fellas. So, I mean, see, your mom's probably doing that too, and your dad's still goosing it up into her 70s, and then she dumps him? Man.
That's how important that goosing is.
Yeah.
But he was good. He was passing every test.
Yeah.
Until you didn't.
Until he didn't.
Until he didn't.
Yeah.
I think she's cheating on him.
Yeah, that's a lovely thing to say about my dead mom.
I think she's just cheating on that guy in the band.
Uh-huh. The lead singer of the Bel Airs, old Bruno.
Old Bruno. Yeah. Oh, yeah. She had a thing for Bruno.
Yeah, he is a nice-looking guy. He did come to her memorial service.
Oh.
Yep.
Wait a second. Oh, my God. This changes everything.
He should have sniffed his finger.
Mom. He's like, I haven't washed it since she's died. on Christmas morn.
I was the last guy who goosed her, Heidi. Nice to meet you.
We left.
Don't shake that hand. Shake this one.
He keeps it now in a bag, all so he never loses.
He just cut it off and put it in a jar of formaldehyde. I want to preserve it.
Wow, this took a turn.
It's like a pickled pig's foot in there.
David Duchovny and Zoolander.
All right, 805. Me over here, not trying to cry because my husband always fails the test.
Oh, no.
We better put that test out there.
Yeah.
And... even if they bitch about it, they wanted it to happen, but they can't look like they were testing you, so they have to protest when you go over there and do it. Even though my wife is like perfectly honest, she's like, "Thank you." I go, "Really?" I just, you dug that because I wasn't really trying to be good at anything. I was just
you were almost being comical.
I was being cartoonish, it was just ridiculous,
Yeah.
Thank you.
It's not
so
super
much.
Sexy, but
thank
it's,
you.
It's playful. Yeah.
Oh my God, it's great. Michael, I can't give my girl a goosing because it always leads to a full blown sex on the kitchen butcher block.
Oh, hell yeah. What? Remind me to never eat at their house.
Yeah.
Or at least they sanitize it. Well, you wipe this down before you threw the old charcuterie on here, right?
Yeah. Where'd you cut this cheese?
Camembert. It's strong.
Absolutely. Turned 73 on Friday and love getting goosed.
Hell yeah.
Jacqueline.
Jacqueline. Jacqueline. En français.
Mm.
Good. Good to know.
Well, somebody goes, since you know that the baby bear was the only thing holding that family together in Goldilocks, do you know why baby bear's porridge, or why mom's porridge was cold? It says, because this this goes on to what I was saying, that it was like a not a happy home.
Okay.
Is that she always served Papa Bear first, so he'd just shut up and start eating. It was always too hot. He got it when it was fresh and hot. And hers was cold because she was always making baby bears just right. By the time she got it just right, hers was already cold.
Whoa. Moms always eat last. That's true.
Another good mom story.
Hmm. Well, this is super depressing.
Huh. Speaking of good parents and bad parents, the Menendez brothers were denied parole.
Yeah, we kind of. Well, if you're going to deny one, you're going to deny the
and
other.
They, and they were looking forward to not spending the holidays with their parents. It's too bad.
Jesus. Well, good news. You're still not going to.
No, I mean, is it a good parent or a bad parent? It's a 6 in 10 of us say they're going into debt for their kids.
Bad.
That's a bad parent if you're going into debt for your kid. I guess that's just never saying, we can't afford it.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I heard we can't afford it. I mean, I heard that you did too. I mean, it's like I couldn't play volleyball and this and that and being thing and this and go on a trip. And it was like, you got to, that's why I was,
how much of them jeans, put them back.
Well, yeah, I grew up in a family of you can't have it all. I was never in that family where like, you can do anything you want and be anything you want and everybody. No, because my mom and dad would be like, no,
they're not liars.
Right. I'm just not going to be a supermodel with a great singing voice. It's not going to happen. No matter how much I practice, no matter how skinny I get.
Sorry, I got to stop you.
Go ahead.
714, what is goosing?
Oh, wow.
Explain it.
Well, goosing is you take your hand, sometimes the back of the hand, sometimes, but mostly the palm of the hand with the fingers, and just kind of go a little in the little booty crack, kind of underneath in the isthmus, in the little taint area on a person. You just kind of go
little chode tap.
Yeah, just a little, you know. Yeah, that's it. Just light, like a little light flicker of your finger.
Little isthmus tickle.
Yeah, an isthmus tickle. Merry isthmus. That's what you say when you do it.
Little footprints on the sandbar.
And if you only see one set, that's because Jesus was carrying you.
Yeah.
What?
I didn't goose you. Jesus did.
He felt like you needed it. I really needed it. Jesus saved. Jesus
saved.
Mary.
Oh, dude, finally, Jordan.
We were pushing.
Morning for that.
We got there.
We were pushing.
Now we know what goosing is.
There we go.
323 says, I can't goose my girl. She gets upset all the time. She goes off, says she is overstimulated.
Overstimulated?
What?
He might be doing them wrong.
Yeah, you're...
You might be doing
You're
it wrong.
Elaborating on that goose. You got full-on geese.
It's just...
You're gaggling on it.
You don't want to totally flock her.
Geese, yeah.
Is it a gaggle or a flock? It's a gaggle.
I'd like to gaggle first on it and then flock it.
Yeah.
Is there a gas leak in here? I think it happens every day around this time.
I like it.
The O2 levels drop. Uh-huh. They start pumping in gas.
I like it.
All right, are you going into debt for your kids? 818-955-2955. I had some friends of mine. I'm the first to be a grandpa. We had all of them out yesterday. One of their wives, Barbie, had a birthday. And so it's like, oh, they all had a beach day.
Mm.
And talking about their kids, and there's one's like junior high, and high, you know, one's just graduating high school, getting ready to go to college and stuff like that. And I'm the grandpa of the group. But they're talking about he's in baseball and the whole travel baseball, how's baseball going? And he made the varsity team as a freshman, so he's doing well. So like obviously maybe the investment's a good one since he's a good baseball player. But as far as like travel baseball, it's like super duper expensive. And there's probably parents out there that are going to crazy debt for travel baseball. That's probably why they're so freaking into it. They get so pissed off and they're yelling at the umpires. It's like, come on, we drove all this way. You better win.
Yeah, right.
I mean, I can't imagine being the Nevada team in the Little League World Series because Chinese Taipei beat Nevada 7-0 to win a first Little League World Series title since 2017. We didn't even score. I'm just pissed off for those parents who spent all that money that whole year to go to the Little League World Series and you didn't get a run.
Oh my God. Yeah.
So maybe let's lay up on those dads a little bit.
Damn, I know. It's.
Come on!
Jordan. All right. I know. I have two friends, Peter and Kelly, and they have two little boys, and they're in travel ball and local ball and summer ball and fall ball. I mean, it's crazy. Like, my friend Kelly goes, oh, we're never home. They go straight from work to fall ball, and then after fall ball, there's travel ball. And they're
always busy. We never see these people. Like, it's once a year, usually, when I see them. So it's like
at birthdays, usually. It's some sort of birthday gathering. But they're just she goes, oh, I have no life. My life is baseball. That is what we do as a family. We all go. Two boys, both playing ball. I can't even imagine. And I'm like, and I've been to some of their games, you know. Will they go pro? Like, is that the goal? Is we're doing this because they might go pro? Is it that they might get a college scholarship? Like, why do you do it? Why not just play seasonal baseball and then that's it?
I mean, social group has to be some sort of that thing, too. You know, you're not on the travel team, loser.
Right. I don't know, man.
I didn't goose you. Jesus did. Next T-shirt, Klaus. Somebody wants to... Fermin wants that T-shirt. And Russell went into debt for his kids. All right, we'll talk to Russell, find out if he went into debt for. But 6 in 10 of you out there say you're going into debt for your kids. Tell us what you're spending money on. We'll tell you if you keep spending it or not. We'll be the good parents. You're the bad parents. All right? 818-955-2955. We're out of here, Frank.
Thank you very much. Enjoy the rest of your day. Aki Kitayama here with a brief traffic update.